Well, spread. How about as a boy?
Well, that's what I was trying to see me like, I don't know, a pinafore?
Counterpin?
Counterpin, I believe. But yeah, I remember that.
How about a heavy bed cover that has, well, it's made out of two layers of things and has design stitched in it?
Comfort.
Comfort? Now, is this the one that's stitched? Is there a difference between this one and one that has a layer of cotton or something in there and then it's tacked? I have to talk with my hands.
Yeah. Comfort is the one that's tacked, isn't it? The other is a quilt.
Comfort is tacked.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the quilts that we got there and Mother made, those are comforts.
No, we're quilts.
Quilts.
Mm-hmm. But last time, instead of them quilting, see, and those line stitches, they just go through and tack. They were so awesome. They'd take yarn and stick down like this and then bring
tie
it up and tie it.
Yeah.
And go down another place and tie it.
Really does the job, too, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? Any special word for making a bed on the floor?
Pallet.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the land around here?
Hilly.
Hilly? That means there are, is the largest thing around here a hill?
Well, I don't know. You would, I don't know whether you'd say mountainous or not. I would say hilly.
Any special term for high, flat land?
High, flat land. It wouldn't be a plateau, would it?
Are there any of those around here?
No, I don't believe there is.
How about flat, grassy country?
Prairies.
Low ground down in the river valley?
Bottom.
Place where you might save the grass to make hay?
Meadow.
Is that this?
No.
No, there's an air conditioner out there.
Oh, boy, I was just about to take my machine apart. low-lying land where there may be standing water and cattails?
We call it a swamp.
Mm-hmm. What might you find in that swamp? Any of those animals with the deep voices that you hear in the...
You mean the alligator?
No. I'm thinking those that get about this long. You might catch them for their legs.
Oh, frogs?
Uh-huh. Would these be the big ones?
In the bullet problem.
Uh-huh. What streams do you have around here? What's the smallest one? What is that called? Or perhaps I'm not wording
creek.
Right. Creek? And then that flows into what?
The river.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the creeks around here?
We have Rock Creek, Fraser Creek, Buzzard Creek, Jackson Creek.
What will flow into a creek?
Branch.
Do you have any of these named around here?
No. A lot of time now you take this little creek up here, we have a lot of springs to feed this little creek up here.